Yes, y'all know what it is, man. It's an Earn an ISO show. If you don't know, now you know. We back at it, y'all. Took a break from Q&As and them less talks. Yeah, I mean, we digging into it. Yeah, I mean, more content. Yeah, I mean, because y'all show up. Yeah, I mean, the show is more love. Before we jump into this episode, man, you know what? Things that make you go, check this out, man. Childhood, yeah, I mean, a sitcom that we grew up with, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. In the intro, Will Smith said, he said, this cat was weird. So I thought to myself, and I yelled to the cat, man, he said, what? Hey, Holmes, Bel-Air.
What?
In the intro, didn't
okay.
He said, this cat was weird. So I thought to myself, hey, Holmes, Bel-Air. So Will Smith caught a cat from Philly to a Bel-Air.
Oh.
What you mean, dog?
Fam, go to the joint and just do the intro and just fucking read the intro or some shit like that. That shit ain't happen like that.
Yes, that's what he said, bro. Yes.
Ain't no guy.
He said, but this cat was weird, so I thought to myself, hey, Holmes, Bel-Air. He called the cat from Philly to Bel-Air. Because he said, I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8 and I yelled to the cat, but yo, Holmes, smell you later. So he called the cat from Philly to Bel-Air.
He's talking about all right, go ahead, man.
You know what I'm saying? But as you know, man, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep doing what we're doing. Keep going and keep growing, man. We appreciate y'all. If you're new here, we do ask that you like, rate, share, subscribe, and all of those good things that show us that you appreciate the little things that we do. You know what I'm saying? Something we got up right now, man, is what you put over there? Broker pay?
Broker bread.
Broker bread. Wow. Shout out to Broker Bread. This is another one of, you know what I'm saying, you know, ISO's either or segments, man. You know what I'm saying? That he dug into. And this right here is Broker Bread. But we doing the TV sitcoms thing. You know what I'm saying? You ready? You going to tell them what it is? Or you still?
No. See, the intro of that is cut. They got like the lyrics for the whole song on here. You don't even hear the whole song. Because in the song, his mom bought him a ticket and he got on the plane. But you don't hear that. I guess they shortened that joint for the intro of the joint. But the whole look, the lyrics is here. Dog, this is a lot of paragraphs, dog. Yeah. It was like a whole song.
Alright.
No, the joint's like a whole song.
The whole song was only played during the premiere episode then.
It had. Yeah, it had to. I think it actually did. You move with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air. I begged and pleaded with her day after day, but she packed my suitcase and sent me on my way.
Fam, that wasn't the joint. What are you talking about?
She gave me a kiss, and then she gave me my ticket. I put my Walkman on and said, I might as well kick it. First class. Yo, this is bad. Drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass. All this shit, like, this is like the, I guess this is the whole song that they never put into the intro.
Okay.
But this is actually the whole song. Yeah. Okay. You know what I mean? So yeah, he got on the plane and all that. I guess they just shortened it. Like, yeah, we ain't got time for all this.
Yeah. They short show my man getting out the cab. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Pulling up the Bel-Air.
Right. I wonder if they got him rapping the whole thing somewhere.
Probably, that's what I'm saying. Probably been on like the premiere episode and then that it was like we ain't showing that shit no more.
We just spent like 2 minutes on that junk. This is TV. Cut that down.
Yeah, fam. That shit sound long. I beg and I pleaded with my... I've never heard that lyric.
Right.
I beg and I pleaded with my mom. What?
Right.
If that shit came on, I'm like, the fuck is this? It's some new shit that they redid my man joint on?
It's the AI shit. Artificial intelligence. I mean, because... Yeah, they gotta go whole song.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they like...
Man, even in the intro...
Can't play this whole song.
Even in the intro, you don't see him get in the plane.
Right.
He hopped in the cab and hopped out the cab, dog. Right. So, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I beg and pleaded with my mom. Whoa, where the fuck is this? This some new shit? I mean, like this with a new joint? They did this with a new one?
Right.
Nah, fam.
Yeah.
That's wow. I wonder how many other shows got like their intros, like, you know what I'm saying, reduced down just for the television. Cause that sound crazy.
Shit, man, some of them just come on now. They barely got anything to come on. Like,
yeah, okay. Everybody now like the episodes that you about to talk about, the sitcoms you about to talk about now.
Yeah, because we got to fit more commercials in. We don't need you rapping the whole song.
Right.
Got to fit some more commercials in here. So.
See, I'm taking pleading with my mom.
What was you saying?
No, I was passing to you so you tell me what sitcoms you, I mean, you don't either or for.
No, either or about damn.
Good times or the Cosby show.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, gonna get into it, man. I can't remember exactly when Good Times was out. Good Times was out before I was even born.
Yeah, it was.
So, I mean, from the jump, I was born into watching reruns of it. You know what I mean? So,
1974, bro.
Yeah.
1974 to 1979.
Yeah, 1974, 1979. Damn, that day was already started and ended before I was even born.
Yep.
So,
that's crazy. So before we was born, James was already dead.
I'm saying,
fucking wow,
yo, yo, that was back in the day. That was the hip hop started out in the park days.
Yeah,
that was before. You know what I'm saying, damn.
I mean, you already killed off the black father before I knew who my black father was. That's wild. Get him the fuck out of here. We got to show the worst of the worst. He's holding them on barely. That's crazy. Man?
So, yeah, that came out in the 70s, man. I want to do this comparison because some people love the Cosby Show, some people love Good Times.
Some people love both.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Some people love both. I don't. I watched more episodes of the Cosby Show than I did Good Times. Something about Good Times just turned me off.
Is it because of the relevancy?
Relevant.
The Cosby Show first aired was 1984 and went to 1991. So it was more relevant with the time that we grew up in. We didn't grow up 1974 to 1979. So because everything was relevant, like with what we were seeing in our world, is that the reason why you watched it? Well, you already told me the reason why. I'm just for the listener's sake.
I just didn't fuck with it. Got nothing to do with no time period of growing up. That shit, it was since I was a child watching it. Somebody just turned me off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The poverty. Depressing to me. Even as a child, it just seemed like weird. It's just off to me. Like, I don't want to... Something about it. I just... Can't nothing for it, man. I don't want to hear about the struggle.
But we heard about the struggle in our music, though. Is it the aesthetic that you looking at this shit?
Even that, sometimes I ain't want to hear some of that.
I feel you.
Because some people that are always rapped about the bad was depressing to me.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
You know what I mean? Someone got to be some type of aspiration to it. And I guess a lot of people, like I said, this is the whole thing of Good Times was like the DMX. I'm talking about people can relate to the struggle and situations of like the struggle and all that. You know what I mean? That some people went through. So
right.
How some people might have grew up. And a lot of people just gravitate towards it. I mean, I watched it, but I don't have the same, like, I don't know what's the word. I want to say affinity to it that some people do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. You know what I mean? I can respect it because it was a major part of black culture and all that. People still love it to this day, but I just like didn't. I watched it, but I just like I ain't. It don't like stick with me throughout life. You know what I'm saying? Even though I can't remember some episodes, I wasn't the same. I mean, even though the Cosby Show, as time go on, I mean, of course, you know, I watched the Cosby Show too, but I don't know, man. I just, something about both of them. But the Good Times even more. Even though, I mean, if you had to pick one or the other, it would be the Cosby Show for me. I don't know. I just felt closer to the Cosby Show, man. I don't know. I just related to it. I just liked it. Whether I just related, I don't know if it was just more relative to me or just I just liked it. I don't know if the whole thing just felt like just better or just made me feel better watching it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I feel you. Yeah, I mean, to me, I don't know. I related more to the Good Time shit because to me, watching the Cosbys at that time didn't look realistic to me. I went to the doctors. My doctor wasn't black. You know what I'm saying? So it was just, at the time, as a kid, the shit just didn't seem realistic. Like, you a black doctor. You married to a black lawyer. I was like, damn, what's the odds of that shit happen? Mm. You got to practice in your crib and you the doctor at another spot. I'm like, damn, man, your kids is perfect. Like, ain't nobody in this bitch having kids out of wedlock.
I mean, their kids wasn't perfect.
What was the worst that their kids did, bro?
They talked back second. Like, I mean, their kids weren't perfect.
You know what I mean?
I mean, their kids wasn't
getting... Wasn't nobody getting, on this joint having kids out of wedlock getting drunk and shit.
They wasn't getting into the gang wars.
Yeah. Yeah, like JJ. You know what I'm saying?
It was getting into the game. It was gang war out here.
Your pop got to get you out of the situation.
Right, it wasn't gang war out here. You know what I mean? It was more. It was more lighthearted. Now, I mean, they problems was a little bit more. It wasn't as intense. Right. Like good times, we talking about the real. That we was in the trenches.
Right.
Your son done joined the gang. And they about to go to war with another gang.
Right.
Cosby wasn't doing none of that. Whoa, that's a little bit too. But people felt like that was a part of real life. Y'all talking about things. Motherfucker, you know what I mean? James Evans was getting laid off. So the real problems, like.
He
at work talking about, we going to call it, you know, we got more work right now. You getting laid off.
Right.
And the Cosby just seemed, you know. I mean, but at the same time, some people could relate to that because their life was maybe a little bit more smooth.
I feel you. You're right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Everything's good. You know what I mean? We both employed. We got this house. We in New York in a damn brownstone.
You know what's crazy about this show?
Shit costs fucking a fucking $100 million now. They living in the joints back then.
Straight up. They had a nice joint.
How big their house was?
Oh, that shit was dog. My man had a practice in the spot, dog. Come on, man. That shit was beautiful.
He was living in a brownstone.
That shit was crazy because Good Times, the Good Times was minimal. Like, the Good Time would be, we made it through the day.
Yeah.
That's the Good Times.
Yeah.
And fucking the Cosby Show, the hard times was minimal. It's like, you know that boy Theodore got his ears pierced. That shit was like that. So it was like.
What happened? Motherfuckers a kill for them type of problems. That's the only problems you got.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You got a date. You got a date. You ain't buy the designer shirt you wanted because your sister was like, I'm going to make it for you. But you got the braid to buy the designer shirt. So you're going to save the money. That's what I'm saying. Like, the shit is, as you grow up, you see the shit is realistic. But as a child, when you look around, you just like, who the fuck doing that? We all in this bitch together. We in the churches together. You know what I'm saying? Your pop ain't a doctor. My pop ain't a doctor. Your pop ain't a doctor. Your mom ain't a lawyer. So the realistic view for me as a child was, that shit ain't real.
Mm-hmm. Because I feel like a lot of people felt like, I feel like, yo, that's not relatable.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, we got good times problems.
Yeah, dog.
We eating beans and rice with no meat. Pause. You know what I'm saying?
You get the meat on Sunday, dog.
Yeah.
It ain't Sunday. What you asking for that for? You know when we get that served.
For that, we eat beans and rice for dinner. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Now, it's kind of weird that I say that the Cosby's not real because when you think about the issue that they went in Good Times, that wasn't real too. Daily problems, dog. Daily problems where you come from a child and your beard is... The pull-out couch, and me and my brother going to, this is where we going to be at for years.
I mean, yeah, they only had two bedrooms in the joint.
True.
And, you know, they gave a bedroom to the daughter.
So, but I'm saying.
So y'all both sharing the bed and the couch. Y'all didn't have a room.
We grew, that shit was on for 6 seasons. So for however many years that you're going to elapse the shit through, we lived here forever, and my fucking wife got married, and her nigga live in the room now. So we still on this fucking couch. As grown ass men, we got the pull out couch. That's what I'm saying.
Ain't y'all lucky y'all got him.
How realistic is that? Because, all right, let's be real. James wasn't no lazy man. So it ain't like, yo, they just never made it because James wasn't about his business. Bro, he was getting busy. So you telling me.
Busy, but if you getting busy and you ain't making but fucking shillings. You making fucking shillings. Hey, he making no bread. He ain't making Clip Huxtable bread.
No, we know that.
You know what I'm saying?
We know that.
You talking about the, you talking about two opposites. You talking about fucking, I don't want to say black excellence, like it ain't nothing good about them people. They was decent, good time, they was decent people.
Yeah, Malone, but Malone was killing it.
Malone was killing, but sexy, she was in the building too.
Yeah.
So she was probably scamming. She living, you know what I mean? She wanted, you know what I mean? She, we all know chicks like that. The Malone, bad chick, right. she in the hood, but she dressed like $1 million.
Exactly.
But she going to the same, she living the same like everybody else.
Nobody never questioned that too. Why Malone here, you don't got no kids? But you, what the fuck? We got these kids, I can see why we here, we fucked up. Why is you here, you dressing out of, well, what we gonna say back in the day? Macy's, this bitch got Macy's mess on.
You know what I mean? I mean,
you know what I mean?
She staying at Woolworths.
Yeah, you're right. You staying at Woolworths mess. Fuck is you here for? We fucked up. You know what right. I mean?
She was dead, but she just like $1 million.
And then
bucks.
On top of that, every time I see you come through with a nigga, this nigga got the fucking Woolworths
right.
shit on.
She
like,
got, right.
Like,
getting bread.
He getting bread. What the fuck? What is you here for? Elevator broke down every goddamn Tuesday.
Nah, man, she the one that was messing with doctors and all that right. type of shit. You messing with the best of the best of the black men, but...
but you still hearing this
right.
shit. You know what
some
man?
Chicks, some chicks just like that, man. Yeah, they just love, yeah. Nah, I mean, they just love the hood. They'd rather be, ghetto fabulous. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
That shit, and maybe you might be right. That's what she was comfortable at.
Nah, I mean...
Cut around my people type shit.
And, you know, she was the type of chick where she had that attitude, I don't need a man attitude. I'm independent and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
But you up in the fucking projects... The fucking elevator door, but I went on elevator in there. I could have fell out of the fucking elevator shaft and died, right. bitch.
Right.
The fuck? You right. live here? You live here.
Right.
That whole shit just looked fucking dirty.
Dog, even when they, remember when they introduced Janet Jackson? Dog, she went through the craziest of crazy situations. Who goes through that? Your mom burning you with the iron. What the fuck is going on? I know some ancient ass moms. They ain't doing nothing like that. They just made the worst of the worst situations trauma. Seem bad. I mean, horrible, bro.
Ain't we lucky we got them, though? Good times. Well, nothing fucking good to me about it. God damn, the fucking struggle. Shit.
Yeah.
The fuck? Ease up. You know what I'm saying? Ease the fuck up. Listen, man. Listen, God gave his fiercest battles to his strongest soldiers.
I ain't trying to hear that shit.
Right. Right.
You say that
it's
for
enough.
Another motherfucker. Damn. I'm about to tap out, baby.
Damn. Two step forward, one step back. God right. Damn. Everything fucking going wrong.
Listen, as bad as their sister was, all the shit that was going on in their life, I'm about to make the NFL and I blow my knee. I'm in there like, bitch, because I'm with you and your bad luck ass man.
Right. Fucking energy, man. Y'all fucking family is cursed.
Yeah.
Family is fucking cursed. Might put the root on y'all. Fucking shit is cursed.
That nigga went from being an NFL star to an alcoholic. Come on, fam. That shit was wild. Then he started abusing her. Yeah, that shit was crazy, man. You know what I'm saying?
See, I don't remember. I don't remember all that because a lot of that shit I probably blocked the fuck out.
Yeah, because I barely I fucking. That shit, yeah,
yeah I ain't, man. I was off that shit,
good,
man.
I probably
watched
shit.
A joint here and there.
Man, it was hiding alcohol in the toilet bowl type shit.
Yeah, I remember some of that shit, but I don't remember all that because I ain't give a fuck, man. Get the fuck out of here with this depressing ass shit, man.
Temporary laid off.
Right, you know what I mean? Listen, man. That's my fucking villain origin story. If it was me, that shit would be like a goddamn fucking BET movie and shit. Like, he'd be like, let me take you back to the beginning of why I started selling dope. I'm fucking Cabrini Green.
Right.
I'm talking about we got to do the right thing. We and this motherfucker eating fucking beans and rice. We ain't got no meatloaf. No fried chicken. We just got the goddamn beans and rice. You think I'm not selling no goddamn drugs?
Right.
Know what I'm saying? Listen, man.
They had JJ paintings, though. They was selling, you know what I mean?
You fucking paintings. Okay. When you selling them paintings, I'm going to be selling this goddamn, this fucking heroin. Fuck out of here. son is fucking
Payton's, dog.
You know what I mean? I'm fucking selling. I'm selling that fucking coke, that dope. I might run up in a fucking bank. You know what I'm saying? I'm not standing amongst this shit.
That nigga get locked up. It's my Florida come visit. Why'd you do it? They got meat in here.
Right. I'm eating better in jail. Pause. First of all, pause on that. Got meat in here. You locked up in jail somewhere. They got meat in here. It's fucking wild. But, Yo. So they got meat in here.
Yo. Oh, my God. Yo.
Yeah. Fucking eating better food in here than we at home.
Right.
I'm fucking mad when they tell me it's time to go. Well, what y'all about to eat for lunch? Let me get that on the way out. Fucking eating better in jail than we eating at home. The fuck?
Right.
I'll be like, y'all probably be right back, so I'm about to go do it again. About to go run up in another fucking bank and try again.
Right.
First you don't succeed, try again.
Motherfucker, then somebody said, why he keep doing it? He said he got a bed to himself.
Right. Right. I got my own fucking room. Got my own bed. Motherfucker do his own bed. He eating better. The fuck?
Yo, that's wild, man.
Well, we eat three times a day in here. I ain't got a shared bed.
Right. Three? Oh, is this the rich joint I'm in?
Right.
Damn, dog. Was,
yeah, fucking poor ass shit. I hated that shit. I couldn't stand that shit, man.
Yeah, I figured that.
I could not stand
that. That kind of go with everything that you say, though. That kind of fits the criteria, because you said that same shit about X. You said the same shit about Jeezy.
Yeah, some shit. What? What did I say about Jeezy?
You said Jeezy's shit was a little too, you said because we did Rick Ross or Jeezy, you said because Ross was more flashy, flamboyant, you know what I mean? So you kind of...
Yeah, I kind of just like the whole... I like the whole that. Aspirational yeah, part
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, you said the same thing about
that. Yeah,
shit.
I ain't trying to be in the trenches too long. I'm trying to fucking... If I do some shit that's, you know, out of the boundaries of the law or whatever, I'm doing that shit to come up. I'll be doing that to make a come up.
Right, I feel you.
I'm not trying to be in the trenches on my... I love the fucking trenches and I love being here. No. I'm getting in that shit and getting out.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm doing it to get my come up. You know what I mean? So I get what I want up out of, you know what I mean, out of that, man. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to sit around all day and just love being in the fucking trenches talking about I love this shit. Nah, I don't know. But yeah, you know what I mean? That right there. I remember that. I do remember that episode when they found the fucking cancer dog food in the lady trash, but she don't have no dogs, yeah, so they found out she eat dog food.
Yeah, that was wild.
Like, come on, who thinks of that shit, man? That fucking bad. You got people on this show.
That's real.
They gotta eat dog food.
Because dog food was cheaper then. You know what I'm saying? So she was doing that shit, you know what I mean? That's how she was getting by. And then you in a position like, but the thing about it that make the shit fucked up, we ain't even in a position to help the bitch. How we gonna help her out? Our next step is dog food. We won fucking bad paycheck away from dog food in this motherfucker.
Shit, no, you mean fucking pushing that dope. Fuck that.
Throughout all that situation, though, you know what I mean? You talked about this in the Tuesday episode. JJ was still focused on getting them bitches, though. You know what I'm saying? Listen, he kept himself a bad bitch, dog.
Listen. Getting that ass by any means necessary. No matter. He trying to get chicks. He sharing a bed with his brother. He's still trying to pop chicks. Tell you, black man, that's the most important thing in the world.
Yeah.
If he ain't even got nowhere to lay down with the chick.
Right.
He's sharing a bed.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He gonna get it done by any means necessary. That's Kid Dynamite.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Kid Dynamite. You know what I mean? You ain't here. Kid ain't got his own bed. Got
it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. This kid that don't got his own bed.
Kid ain't got his own bed.
That's crazy. I just looked that shit up as you was talking about it.
What?
It said that the brownstone that the Cosbys lived in would cost right now $5 to $7 million.
Yeah, right. Right. They had that back then. Decked out.
Yeah, that shit back then, dog.
That shit back then decked out.
That shit would cost $5 to $7 million right now. Just estimation on how much that brownstone would cost right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking wild. You know what I'm saying? You type in the joint, how much would the joint the jet the good times in?
That shit ain't
that shit be
no
like
more.
It's demolished.
Yeah. Cabrini Green is gone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's demolished. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Cabrini Green is gone.
Man, oh man, yo.
Straight up. You know what I mean? Yeah, fucking just depressing ass shit.
Yeah, that shit, it seemed depressing, man.
Got, even, a, got a lady on the show, she got to eat dog food. Some people can relate to that, though. Like, yeah, times is really that hard. Oh, my God. Listen, I'm sorry. I don't promote some of this stuff, but I'm selling fucking drugs if I'm going through shit like that.
You're an old lady, though. You're an old lady.
I'm just saying, though. I'm in that situation. I mean, that old lady, she I guess she did what she had to do to survive.
Right, right.
But if she been like that, oh, listen, me, I'm sorry, mama. I'm about to go out here and get it. I'm about to go out here and get it. I'm sorry. Now, I mean, not to promote none of that, but I'm about to go start taking them penitentiary chances.
That would break her heart, though. Dog.
Okay. So your heart broke or you're starving?
I think she would be starving. She was a woman that believed in God. I don't know why they promoted that so much in that shit.
Exactly.
That shit pushed God down your throat, dog.
That's
that
to keep
shit
you down,
pushed
not
God down your throat. Yo.
Not. I mean, so you ain't got to make the decision. So we gonna sit here and pray. We gonna starve to death praying.
Right.
We gonna starve to death and be fucked up, but we praying.
Right.
Then when something good do happen, you thinking, "Ah, thank you." You talking about? I just broke my back working all goddamn day for this money.
Yeah.
You staring at the damn picture talking right. about something. No. I'm right here. I just work for this shit. Did he get off the that picture get off the wall and we'll work for that shit? Cause I just work for it.
Yeah. That was a big component of that show, dog. The fact that
got
me.
Like bright as a motherfucker.
Yeah,
man.
The fact that she kept her faith.
And what? No, I ain't gonna say
nothing. No, I'm saying the fact that she kept her faith. That shit was a big component of that shit. Every time something went wrong, that's where she went. God, you didn't never fail this family. You never failed us. What the fuck? Look around.
We're in the fucking projects.
But yo, the thing about it is how she viewed it, though. She didn't view that as like, my family's always together. We healthy. We cool. God, you ain't never failed this family. So, yeah, I mean, you always found a way. Find a way for us to get out. And that's how she was.
Yeah, they found a way to get out. Fucking James died.
Yeah, I know. That was
I'm
crazy.
Out. I'm out.
That was crazy. How do you take the fucking primary breadwinner from the family and the writers just... Who the fuck was the writers in this shit? Mm. Y'all just put the family at the lowest point every time. That
right.
Shit's wow.
Two episodes, yo, depressing as hell.
Yeah.
Depressing as hell. Listen, man. Like I said, I never really gravitated towards that, man. I mean, I watched some of the episodes, but I ain't never cared for it. I'm not one of them people like, I love that show like how a lot of black people love that show. I just didn't, man. I'm just going to be honest about it because of the way it was. You know what I mean? Not to say I absolutely was 100% in love with the Cosby Show, but I did kind of, I just liked the Cosby Show more than that.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? While we talking about that, and this do kind of relate to what we was talking about on the last episode, the Freaknik episode and all that, A Different World. I watched that show too and didn't care much for it.
Me neither.
You see what I'm saying?
Me neither.
Just something about it.
But we talked about that before. I don't know if we talked about it off mic. Nah, we just talking. I think you said that they did it to promote black people to go to college. That's why that shit started, right?
I guess that's what Bill Cosby was trying to do. You know what I mean? Yeah. Going to do the spinoff or whatever.
He was trying to like, yeah, and get more black people to go to college and
yeah,
shit.
So they meant well with that. You know what I'm saying? And they said that they did have people, black people wanting to go to college yeah. and all that. But to me, what we missed out on our community now is you did have people go run to college and probably just take out a bunch of student loans and just go for the sake of going though.
True. Right. Because you think about it, that shit showed That shit was like some Saved by the Bell shit. You know how you watch that shit, but this is no real schooling. You only watching the dumb shit that they do. That's how that was. It didn't like show you in class, and it showed all this just the fun, the eccentric side of college. It didn't show like the ins and outs of when you go to a class, you got this, you get your own schedule, you gotta. It didn't show that shit. So a lot of motherfuckers signing up for something that they don't even know, a lifestyle they don't even know what they about to get into.
Crazy thing is, I ain't watched Saved by the Bell until like the last few years. The whole time we was growing up, I never watched it.
Okay. Yeah.
I never watched it. I probably watched Saved by the Bell like the last few years.
Okay.
Like literally, like the whole time growing up, I've never cared to watch the Saved by the Bell.
That's how Saved by the Bell was. It just showed like just the highlights of high school life.
Shout out to Lisa Turtle though. She was bad in the movie. Yo, yes, she was. Oh my God. Lord have mercy. Jesus Christ.
Yes, she was.
You know what I mean?
Yes, she was.
Now see, you got chicks walking around like that at Freaknik. Yeah, man.
Yes, she was.
Jesus Christ. Watch some of the episodes. I was like, okay, now I see why everybody was, when we was little kids, everybody was so in love with her. Because I didn't care to watch it.
Oh, no?
I didn't care to watch it when we was growing up, dude. I probably only watched maybe like an episode or two when we was growing up. Like, I literally didn't start watching it till like the last few years and watched the reruns. I literally did not watch
the whole time. So, wait a minute. Was you watching Saved by the Bell the college years shit?
What? I wasn't watching the original shit, so you know I wasn't watching the college year shit. I mean, I remember that coming out. But I damn sure wasn't watching that. If I wasn't watching the original, you think I was watching that spinoff shit? That's like, okay, well, what we was watching was happening and what's happening now. We did see,
yeah.
I did see the reruns of that. But I'm dead serious. I did not start watching reruns of the Saved by the Bell. It's like maybe the last few years. The last couple years, maybe like last last probably 2 or 3 years. Right. That's when I started watching Saved by the Bell. I was not watching Saved by the Bell, no reruns and none of that. The whole time we was growing up, I wasn't watching it.
Yeah, that's my shit. I watched that drink.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was watching that shit.
Yeah, so it seemed like, you know, bullshit, you know. Oh my God, these are the worst problems ever. Your high school problems are just the worst problems ever. Oh my God, high school is just...
Yeah.
It's the end of the world.
Yeah, it's not what it is.
This is high school. Oh my God.
Yeah, they
I double booked a date with her and her.
Yeah.
What am I gonna do?
No, I ain't gonna fret. Saved by the Bell presented the most false image of high school you could ever see. Yeah. These motherfuckers pulling pranks on the principal.
Right. The principal, the principal cool with him and shit. Coolest principal ever. He like one of the crew.
Right.
No, I'm the fucking principal. It's your friend? I'm one of your little friends. I'm the principal. Shit you doing to me? You just walking in, kicking your feet up on my desk.
Right.
Hey, one of your little friends?
Yeah, dog. That shit painted the craziest picture, ever.
He was like a part of their shit.
Right.
Helped him with their problems. They helped him with his problems. Hold on,
the thing about it.
Growing up, you're a child.
Look at they group, they friend circle. That shit gave you every fucking. You had Zach, the cool motherfucker.
Yeah.
I forget the other boy who played Superman. You had the jock. Well, I forget his name in there. You know what I'm saying?
Slade, right?
Slade, yeah. There you go. Yeah. You had Screech. You had the nerd. You know what I'm saying? Then you had the girls. They all had. You had to throw the black person up in there. Though, you know what I'm saying? But you had each, they gave you every fucking dynamic in there. Mm-hmm. But they made it seem like they was all cool. You go to high school.
They must say being around each other. This ain't in the same clique. It's unrealistic. They clique was well rounded out. They don't do that. They don't do that. They don't all sit at the same table like that most. Every different nationality, every different type of person, every different economic background. We all friends though. High school is that, motherfucker. High school divided, segregated like a motherfucker amongst that shit.
Hell yeah. High school might be more segregated than fucking jail, dog. Straight up. That shit might be more segregated than jail, yeah.
Yeah.
That shit gave you the worst image ever. You going into high school thinking shit's sweet and shit.
Right.
I can't wait to go. Yeah, all right.
Know what I'm saying?
Come motherfuckers there waiting for you.
Yeah, fucking everything is fun and games and jokes and laughs and jokes. You know, it's probably some of us who watched that shit probably went to high school thinking it was like that.
Right.
Know what I'm saying?
Watch the prince. I pull on my principal. All right. Right. Fuck out of here. So he's
kicked the hell out. He got kicked out. Like, get kicked out doing some of that shit Zach was doing.
Right, dog. You would, like, take the principal car and do all type of shit. Who the fuck doing all this?
Right. He laughing it off. Y'all are, like, best friends. You like his friend. He get depressed. Y'all don't hang out with him and shit. Those episodes I was watching, I was like, this shit crazy. I watched one episode where the principal fucking brother came to the school.
Right.
And he was like jealous because everybody just liked his brother.
Right. Just think about that dynamic. So your brother coming into town, you bring him to the school. Nah, this ain't bring your brother to work day, nigga. I see you back at the crib. You know
what I mean? And he was like feeling down about how everybody just like gravitated towards his brother.
Right.
The fuck? Anyway, man.
Yo, that's crazy. I ain't know that you ain't fuck with Saved by the Bell, dog. I ain't started watching
that shit like the last few couple years.
I thought everybody was into watching that reruns, shit, yo.
Dog. The whole time he's growing up, I never watched that shit. The whole time he's growing up,
damn,
never watched that. Never watched that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so that's cause I'm Saved by the Bell. That was my shit,
yeah,
yo.
Yeah.
Even the high school and hate that shit. Niggas lied to me.
Right. Shit ain't fun.
Right. You think you just go in there like, you mind if I sit at this table? Man, you make the fuck out of here. Right. All right, never mind.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, right. Like, you just sit where you want and everybody just, hey, he's the new guy. We got a new guy today. Everybody welcome such and such. No, this shit ain't like that, dog.
Yeah.
Get real in here.
Yeah. Like, back to what I was saying. That. But the whole different world. Like, when we was kids, everybody was watching that when we was young. Because that stuff came out when we was younger.
Yeah.
Young. People was watching that stuff. I did not give a damn. Remember when everybody came with the Dwayne Wayne glasses because he had the glasses and everybody wanted a pair of them junks?
I hated them shits, dog.
I mean.
Did you know what was weird about A Different World to me? All right. So, the colonel was in there. He was like dating a student. You know what I'm saying? Remember the old head that was like, you always dressed with the colonel. He was like, was he dating the fucking Dwayne Wade chick? Dwayne Wade chick. Cause he was dating one of them. He married one of them chicks in there, didn't he?
He married like the, talking about real life or
no,
on the show?
No, not real life. On the show.
On the show, he was dating
the same bro that Sinbad was dating, right? She was like, what was she? She was like a dorm director or some shit like that?
I can't even remember. Now, I mean, the people going to be all in the comments on this shit.
Because there's Sinbad up in the chain and shit. Y'all, you pulling all type of crazy old heads. That shit was crazy, too. Dog, the dynamic in that shit was wild, dog.
That was back when they was younger.
Yeah. It was an episode where fucking Pop was on there.
That was my shit, though.
That shit got wild, though, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. This college atmosphere, everybody don't agree.
I don't think everybody's doing great. People on there like had their little problems and all that, but I guess they wanted to show like the positive side of trying to get everybody to go to college and all that, trying to get people to go to school. But now I mean overall they meant well, but as far as the TV show, I just didn't care nothing for it.
I feel you.
No, I mean, I didn't care nothing for it.
Because
so. That
wasn't a real college, right? That was a college that they made up for the show, right?
I don't even know. Is Hillman a real college?
I don't know. I thought that was a college they made up for the show.
Which is fucking crazy. Google that shit. Is Hillman real?
Yeah, I'm about to check that out.
Go check it out. That's why I see people with Hillman
shirts. That's crazy because that shit popped right up. Is Hillman a real college? Hillman is a fictional historical black college.
Oh, all right. Damn, Hillman ain't real.
Yeah, that shit was, yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's some shit they just made up for the show.
Okay.
Shit, yo, I'm like, yo, you know what I mean? Some shit they just made up for the show and shit. You know what I mean?
All right, well, hey. But,
And they made the shit, it's a fictional HBCU. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, remember? Well, was that or the Cosby Show? Well, no, it had to be that when they felt like Hillman was built on top of, like, the Underground Railroad.
Yeah.
Throw all that shit. They was over the top. Throw that shit in. Shit was like built over top of that Underground Railroad. All that shit. We throwing it all in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was that. Yeah, like, I was like, this shit ain't even real. But like you said, I do remember that shit too. Motherfuckers out here with the shirts on.
Yeah.
The helmet.
Yeah, people had the shirts on. That's what I thought was real. That shit ain't real. Fucking get the helmet shirts.
I'm Bill Cosby, like, look, we gonna get him hand over fist. We gonna get him here, then you hit him with the merch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that shit wasn't no real college, yo.
Yeah, so I'm like, yo, people was wearing like the shirts, like the sweatshirts, not like it was. Like,
yeah,
man, I don't fucking listen, man. I don't know, man.
Yeah, that shit was wild, but yeah, that shit did paint a crazy picture. That probably people went to school thinking this shit was gonna be like that, thinking that you gonna go there and have your friend circle.
No.
Then you go there, you realize you stressed the fuck out. Can't even make friends.
Listen.
Because you're trying to make certain deadlines of certain shit, you know what I mean?
Listen, you in there fucking stressed.
Stress the fuck
them
out.
Them fucking people want their money. They hitting you with the higher learning shit. Like, yeah, man, these people got to get the fuck out the class because y'all ain't paid the bread.
Right.
Right. You know what I mean? They hitting with the, what was that? Was that House Party 2? My man ain't had a bread to stay in school. Kid ain't had a bread to stay in school.
Yeah, that was that.
Know what I'm saying? And fucking play ideas to throw a party. How come they don't play House Party 2 enough?
I don't know.
They play the first one and they throw the third one on sometime, but you barely ever see the second one.
I don't know why else you like that.
You barely ever see the second one, though.
Third one was probably because it was star-studded. Everybody's mom was in the third one.
Yeah, everybody was in that joint.
Everybody fucking mom was in the third one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that one. Yeah. They always play the first one, and they throw the third one on sometimes. They barely ever play the second one on TV. Barely ever play the second one.
Or they do, what's the other joint that was like the fucking spinoff of it, but it was still them.
Class Act?
Class Act. There you go. Thank you. Yeah,
Class Act. Was my shit. That was the shit.
Class Act. Man, yeah, was like, it. Teacher, reading is fundamental.
Yeah.
Teach.
Yeah.
My man was like, oh, yes. Reading is fundamental.
let's get on with this school thing. You. Teach. The fuck?
Yo. Man came up from like under the desk like, oh yes. Reading is fundamental. What?
What was wild at the end, he was fucking the chick.
Yeah, he was.
He was popping the chick in the bed, which, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. See, that was some freak Nick shit.
Yeah, that was wild.
That was some freak Nick shit, know what I'm saying?
The thing that was wild about that, you was fucking in the crib where everybody was in the house.
Listen. By any means necessary, dog, whatever we gotta do. This bitch screaming and howling.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everybody's in the house, dog. I got the house to myself.
I'm trying to get this ass. I don't give a damn who up in this motherfucker. We gonna get it in. This bitch screaming and hollering.
Right.
Pop was fucking proud.
Yeah, he was.
Know what I mean?
Because he thought he was, you know what I mean? He thought he was gay, so.
Yeah. Know what I mean? Thought he was a little. Yeah, man, a bad one.
Yeah, she was.
She's still bad. When you see pictures of her now, she's still bad.
Yes, she is.
She's still bad. Shout out to her.
Yeah, she definitely was.
Yeah.
Blade Brown.
Yeah, that was
fucking
my... That Jones crazy, man. Jones crazy, yeah. Yeah, Class Act is my shit. Yeah, Class Act is the shit, man. I mean, most definitely. They was dressed like they was in high school dressed like they was grown, though.
They was dressed like they was going to the club, fam.
I mean, of course, they was like probably like fucking... Damn near 30 trying to play high school kids, so
they were dressing like they was going to the club.
Right, the school.
Y'all got like shoes on with like dress
blazers.
Yeah.
Like blazers.
Fuck is y'all doing? And the thing about Class Act, remember in Class Act, the boy was like selling drugs to the school, the students. Mm. Remember when Tommy was like, you in there selling my shit? Selling drugs? What the fuck is going on in this gym? This shit just got deep and crazy.
Right.
Bro. What? Like, all
right,
yo.
Right, know what I mean? And his man was copping because remember, He ain't had bull money.
Yeah.
He's getting gripped up.
Man, they got like
shit.
A brand new pair of sneakers on.
Right. He's like, like, listen, man, can't be my friend, you doing drugs. The fuck? Shit got crazy.
Yeah, that shit got wild.
This went from a comedy to some serious shit real fast.
I don't know what type of message they was trying to push in that joint. Cause that shit just got wild. Like, all right, yo.
Yeah, nah, man. That was the lean on me type shit, man. Yeah. And then selling crack. You in school doing crack, smoking crack.
Fam, that was a wild. All right, cause we already in the shit though now.
Yeah.
And lean on
all
me.
All over the place.
The bull that was like got beat up. He had a suit on. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
Somebody's beating up Ken Ring.
Whooping his ass. So all y'all just stood around and just watched him get his ass. But the thing is, he was just slapping him around. Like, when he rumbled, like, what are you know, throwing hands.
Right.
He's like slapping him.
Fam.
Slapping him around and all that.
Yeah, that lean on me shit was wild. We know me shit was wild, yo. You ever watch like the cutscenes of that shit? Bull was like, I remember trying to lift that dust up. It took me 3 takes. Remember he like lift his dust up and flip the shit over? Because he was disrespecting him in the gym.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like, it took me like 3 times to get that fucking heavy dust up. I bet it did, nigga. Yeah, lean on me was that shit. Fair Aesop. Yeah, I mean, shout out to, yeah, I mean. Them motherfuckers. That school like in New Jersey too.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Yeah, that right there, man. But back to this, man. I just like, I don't want to seem like I'm like a person that's against like positivity and all that, but I just never liked A Different World, even though, I mean, when I was a kid, everybody liked the show. I just didn't.
But what was, it's not me going to be like, what was positive about it that you think that you was a knock on it? It was just a regular show that they just, that was the backdrop. The college atmosphere was the backdrop for the show. It ain't like, we showed each other in class and then you work. That was just, you know what I mean, the setting for it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I don't know, man. This shit was wild. You know what I'm saying? Man, with Dwayne Wayne in there fucking up people's lives. You know, in there like, don't marry him. I love you. This right. She getting married, son. Fam.
Right.
This is the real deal right now.
I'm like, yo, get him up out of here, dog. He had his turn. He had his chance.
Right.
So you going to come fuck my shit up.
Right. You in there like really begging and pleading like, I love you. Stop. She in there too.
You wait
like,
till now.
Yeah. Now she's going to stop in the middle of the joint. I love you too. What bitch?
What? Take my God. What?
He was like, baby, please. Yo, they love that scene. Yo, chicks love that fucking scene.
To this day.
Scene.
To this day.
Dog, they love that fucking scene.
To this day.
All that begging
fairy
and pleading.
Fairy tale shit. You out your mind.
But what's fair? See, this is the thing about it. It's fairy tale to you, but what about the man that was standing up there
exactly.
That you walked away from?
Exactly.
Fuck him.
So you just wasted my time.
Right.
So you really care about him this whole damn time.
Right.
So why waste my time then?
That's beautiful. I would love something like that. What? So what about the nigga that you walk away from?
Right.
He just collateral damage.
Fuck him. Never mind you about to marry him when you really love somebody else.
Right. That's wild, man. Yeah, they love that scene, yo.
My people here. My mother's here. Fuck me though, right? My grandmother's here. Get this motherfucker up out of here, right. Dog. Get him up out of here. What you mean you love him too?
Right. That was wild. That scene was wild.
I gotta chalk that. My whole family here.
Right.
Everybody, my whole goddamn family, everybody I ever cared about is here.
Right.
I gotta chalk that shit. I just gotta eat that in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Right, man?
You know, women be on the joint whenever she has on Instagram, like, well, at least he saved him the trouble. She saved him the trouble of not wasting his time.
What?
But she did waste his time.
Fucking spent
point.
Money at his fucking wedding. We gotta pay for this shit. You think the people gonna say, oh, it ain't happened, so he gonna get deposit back? You don't owe us no bread? Sorry that happened to you. This whole day is on the house.
Right, this is on us.
We still owe the people some fucking wedding.
Yeah, yo.
Can't get our money back.
You not. Not get your money back for that.
Know what I'm saying? You and that motherfucker like, listen, man. This shit over. We already paid for this shit. Take this liquor. Take this food.
Right.
All this shit. We leaving with all this shit.
Hell yeah.
Know what I mean?
I be on your desk. Yeah,
yeah, listen, I'm leaving with
leaving
something.
With something. I'm leaving with something.
From around the way.
I'm leaving with something.
I'm leaving, we leaving with all the fucking liquor bottles.
Catch me in the back with the platter like, that's fucked up what he did to my man.
Right.
Yo,
right.
We leaving with
I'm
something.
Taking, nah, I'm taking the whole fucking joint. I'm taking the whole metal joint and the food in. We taking that shit. I'm grabbing that shit with the oven mitts. I'm picking up the whole shit. Talking about fucking a plate? Nah, fuck that.
Yo.
We taking all that shit. Nah, we trying to walk out with all this shit. Y'all taking a loss. If we took a loss, the fucking caterer taking a loss. I ain't going to even motherfucker. Listen, this is bigger than Eno Brown.
Fucking real.
Know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Know what I mean? If my day fucked up, a whole lot of people day going to be fucked up with me. If I'm taking a loss today, a whole lot of motherfuckers taking a loss today. The caterer taking a fucking loss. The fucking doing the motherfucker who tending the tipping fucking bar. He taking a loss. We taking all that liquor.
Fucking real. Hell
all
yeah.
All this food. The caterer taking a fucking loss. We taking the fucking plates.
Right.
The fucking silverware with us.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
We leaving with something.
It's definitely, definitely.
Know what I'm saying? We in the goddamn church. Whatever Bibles y'all want, take them. Take the fans and the Bibles. We leaving with something. I mean, leaving. I ain't leaving empty-handed. We ain't leaving empty-handed.
Take the Bibles.
You know what I'm saying?
Niggas in their car on the way home with the hymn book.
You know what I mean?
You ain't even know the lyrics of this shit. Wow, I never even knew the lyrics.
Right. We leaving with something.
Yo, dog, that shit wild, man.
Yeah, because what about, yeah, oh, fuck him, yeah. Right? Fuck him. I love you, too, and it just, the fuck, bitch, we got on.
Dog.
Know what I'm saying? Fucking Reverend come rapping, whispering there, like, listen, you know you still owe us our back end, right? And you can't get the deposit back. I'm just letting you know.
I right.
Know, I'm sorry. About what's going on, but we let you know the deposit is not refundable. That shit is in the contract.
Right. You over there like, is it too early? You need right. some time?
Right.
I'm going to leave you with that. Hey, I'll be back,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, ain't getting it, though. I'll be thinking that, like, you ain't getting the deposit back. I'm sorry, but we needs that. Like, we already done set everything up. That's not on us.
Yo.
That's not us. It's not on us.
Right.
This is not on us because we ain't got nothing to do with that. So that's not the deposit is not refundable. He ain't getting that back. Sorry. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry going through this, but we ain't giving no bread back. That ain't happening. That ain't happening. Like, I feel sorry for the young brother, but that ain't yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it don't work like that.
You know what I mean?
Hey, I see if it was our fault the wedding didn't happen. This ain't on us.
Right? Nice. Like, we know it's done, but like, y'all still got it till 3. You know
right.
what I mean? So like,
right.
Whatever y'all want to do till 3.
Right. Fucking DJ start playing the music and shit. Start playing fucking music and shit. Come here, fucking boys and men into the road on. Some shit. You know what I mean? Throw that boys and men into the road on.
Oh,
like.
Man. Yo, that shit gotta be crazy to go through something like that, yo.
Hell yeah. You get something. Leave you in front of your face?
Yeah.
Motherfucker show up? Oh, no. Whoop his ass.
Yeah, hell yeah. Right?
You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. If I'm in the audience, I'm the first person throwing a punch. Suck. Cold cocking him.
Yo, you said you the first person throwing a punch.
Hell yeah, I'm cold cocking
oh
that motherfucker.
My God,
I'm trying to
man.
Fuck my man day up.
Oh my God.
Punch him
yo.
Dead in his face. Then you say, what? She leaving with him.
Yeah, she left with him, bro.
Right.
Oh my God.
That type
yo.
Of shit is, you know what I mean? Right. Fuck that, right? Fuck me, right? My whole family here. My whole family here.
Yeah, yo.
That's some fairy tale shit for y'all. Okay.
Yeah, I know. That's yo. That's what they want.
Okay, that's his villain. That's his villain origin story right there.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
You know what I mean?
Oh my god, yo.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? We way off track, but fuck it, man. Yeah, man. That right there. And remember, all right, well we already off track, so we're gonna talk about the hell we want to talk about at this point. Remember what was that? Was that the best man? The best man, remember when you found out his best friend actually fucked his wife before he ever did? Yeah. Know what I mean?
Nigga, right, did he
take her virginity or just he just popped her? Was that her virginity?
No, he just popped. I don't think he took her virginity.
Okay. Yeah. That was crazy.
Because the boy she was married took her virginity. He slept with her in between that shit. You know what I'm saying?
For real?
Yeah, because remember he was like, she came to me when y'all was arguing and then it happened. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was crazy. He put that in the book. My man was just reading the book.
Duh, why would you put it in the book though? Why would you put that actual experience in the book? That was wild to me.
Listen, man, he must want to get his ass whooped. He wanted to get it off his chest. He had something he wanted to get off his chest. He must want his fucking chest to get caved the fuck in, because the way he started whooping his ass.
Speaking of that, now that you're on that Best Man series is another depressing series. I'm surprised
you're that shit was depressed.
No, just one and two, dog. Because remember,
the first one wasn't... The first one wasn't depressing as... No, what was depressing about the first one, though?
That fact that... Remember, he at the altar, going through the vows, reliving the shit in his head. You don't... First off, you didn't even see the shit. I don't know how you pitching the shit. You imagining you shit.
Yeah, that's when these people torture themselves.
Yeah. What it was.
Did you suck his dick? Was his dick bigger than mine? See, people torture themselves like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they just leave letting it be. He thinking about him fucking being in he in there busting our ass.
But that's because to that man, this woman was you the purest thing to me. Even though I'm a fucked up individual, I probably been cheating on you, doing all this other shit.
Right.
To me, you are, you know what I'm saying, the purest thing to me.
Mm.
So he saw her as that.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit fucked up his head. That's how we are as niggas. I can do whatever I want, but if you do something, that shit, we gonna hold that shit to this type of degree.
Yeah, but they still got married, right?
They still got married. Kids, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that wasn't as bad as the other joint. The other joint was sad as shit. I was like, damn.
I didn't know why that shit was written like that.
Sad as hell.
We all had to come together and just be here while you dying with cancer. First off, you the fucking, you the most perfect person out of everybody in the fucking cast.
Yeah,
and you the one with the shit. Terrence Howard, the devil out this motherfucker. He cool though. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
That second one was that second one was sad as hell. I was like, God damn, wish I wouldn't watch this shit.
Yeah, because remember in that dream, the first one, that nigga had a girl, right? And he was trying to line it up so he could sleep with what was the other chick? Chick with the short hair. She bad as shit too.
Nia Long.
Yeah, Nia Long. He was trying to set up to sleep with her in the joint. Because she was like, when he came down, they're like, I ain't been nobody in a while. Yeah, I'm saying that you cool. He had a bro.
Yeah, so now leaving.
Yeah, the only reason that shit ain't go through because boy fucked him up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He fucked the pussy up right there.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because she was bad as shit in that joint. Fuck, you mean you ain't been with nobody in a minute? What? You? Shit.
Mm-hmm. Man. Yeah, but then, see what I'm saying? All them fucking Ellen people at that goddamn way, he carried out. Okay, he getting fucking rabbit punched in the back of the goddamn head. It was me. I'm running up on him.
But, dog, the way this shit was. Yeah, I mean,
See, that's how you pull the step in it. That's me. I'm grabbing him. I'm gripping him up. Ho, ho, ho. Slow down.
Please, baby, please. That nigga's like, baby, please. That nigga's, they love that shit. That back of this shit.
I've been telling my people, man, get him the fuck up out of here, man. Get him up out of here. Fuck y'all letting them stand there and talk for? Get them the fuck up out of here.
Right. What? First off, two motherfuckers grabbed me.
Right.
How weak is y'all that this nigga still coming through?
You letting the motherfuckers? No, get them the fuck up out of here.
They clapping and shit in the middle. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
We celebrating. My man got to go home with a loss right now.
I'm going to get mad at my shit. The fuck out of here. Yo, go pop the trunk.
That shit crazy, ain't it, dog? That shit crazy, dog. But you just go through the whole ordeal, and motherfuckers are celebrating y'all leaving. Look, they clapping over here. Oh, what the fuck?
First of all, you my family. Fuck is you clapping about this motherfucker? Fuck my shit
they
up.
They like clapping over here.
You my family. But some of the motherfuckers in my goddamn, my damn family.
Dog.
What's wrong with you?
That's what I'm saying.
Go get the fucking pistol, homie. Go get the fuck. Go pop the trunk, dog.
Right.
Fucking pistol, man.
Now I got to go back to my man and tell him, like, why can you hold him? Yo, when you in love, love creates a strength right. in you.
Right.
That I tried to hold him back.
I'm gonna, get that motherfucker up out of here, man.
Dog. And then he goes like, please, baby, please. They love that, baby. Right. I ain't with that shit.
Right.
If it was meant to be, it would be meant to be, baby girl. I ain't, you know what I mean? I'm popping up in another man's
wedding. I'm showing up in somebody else's wedding. Yeah, all right, man. He by himself, too. You ain't got no man. Get him the fuck up out of here, man. This nigga up out of here.
Yo. Oh, man. Hey, man. That's love, brother.
Yeah, all right. Bunch of bullshit, fairy tale bullshit. I mean, I get it.
Look at this shit. I told you they love this shit. Say, baby, please. He wouldn't have to ask me twice. You was with a motherfucker. You so awesome. They love that shit, dog. They love that shit, yo. They love that shit, yo. Women love that. They love that shit so much. So basically, you telling me you rather play with a nigga strings until the real one you want. Come through and beg for your love.
Listen, we talk about this shit all the time, man.
Listen,
you know what I mean? Best of the rest until the number, okay, never mind, the number one nigga show back up. Never mind, the number one motherfucker show back up, so.
Right.
Never mind. You tell me never mind on my wedding day.
Right.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Had my man on demon time like, oh, this bitch think bullets won't kill her either. Whoa, fam, somebody stop him. Mm-hmm. He mad. Yeah, like, yo. Nah, you can't do no shit like that, though, man. Don't play with a motherfucker like that. You know what I'm saying? The man emotions and shit. That shit was sweet.
Yeah, they clapping.
Yeah, dog. That's love, dog. We clap for love.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, all right. Auntie, since she want to clap.
Yeah, we clap for love. Chick guy came here the whole time, and you gonna pick up where my shit left off. You in the gym like, where was the reception at? Because we can use that too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you already paid for that shit all the way through, right?
Right.
So, you know what I mean? Everybody can just transition over there.
Yeah. See y'all over there. They over there doing a goddamn electric slide. I'm sitting somewhere by myself with a gun in my hand. Thinking about, should I fucking set it off?
Right. Yeah, you gotta be careful. You don't play with nobody hurt like that, man.
Man, they do that shit all day, man.
Yeah, you right.
People play with each other all fucking day, every day.
You right.
Play with each other like that. You know what I mean?
I said got married on another man's dime.
Right.
Dwayne is a smooth operator.
Right. Right. Then say, yeah, we gonna get married. Not, I'm leaving with you. No, we going up to the front. We going to get married. Hold on. You don't fucking Brody me for my fucking wedding day. You Brody me for my wedding day? You was a fucking dead man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Fuck out of here, man. But anyway, man, you know what I mean? This joint went left, but it don't matter. It was still a good goddamn show anyway, man.
Yeah.
Don't need to fucking wrap this. Well, let's go and wrap this joint up. This joint over with, man.
Hey, man, y'all know what it is. Listen, these either ors. Yeah, you know I mean, y'all pick it. You know what I mean, we tell y'all what we think. Y'all tell us what y'all think.
Yeah, now I mean, either or, this shit just went left. We started talking about a whole bunch of every goddamn thing else. But y'all be loving the shows like that. We just be going off track.
It is what it is, man. You know what I mean? Hey, I mean, that's why y'all love us. You know what I mean?
Listen, man, putting the bounty out. Know what I mean? On this Dwayne Wayne nigga. He fucked my wedding up. So put the word out.
Get at that. I gotta pop up on y'all. She said that baby please gets me every time. That's all she looking for.
Know what I mean?
I pop up at her wedding, don't even know him shit.
Yeah, so.
Baby, please! I don't even know him, but I'm gonna. You know what works on me.
On his Dwayne Wayne motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Anybody he roll with. Putting the bonnet like it's the fucking
wire. Putting
the
bonnet on the boy Ryan and shit. Head. You know what's going on.
Right, that's his right hand man, right? Him too.
Yeah, that's his right hand man. He wasn't even doing that while your man getting pushed out. First off, if I'm your man, why you here? You know I'll condone this because I love this bro. What the fuck you here for?
Ain't he here with his girl?
Yeah, they was like part of the wedding party.
Right, so, you know what I mean? He might.
Yeah. Part of the wedding party. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that was wild, man. Shout out to them, you know what I mean? But yo, like we said, man, we out of here, man. We hope y'all enjoyed it. And look, this either or segment, I mean, series that my man created, it ain't gonna stop. It's only gonna get bigger. As we can see, you know, some of your favorite podcasters may be running with it as well. It is what it is. We like to think that we contribute to the cause. And we, you know what I mean, you know, they say what? Imitation is the
greatest form of flattery.
Thank you. There you go. Yeah, I mean, imitation is the greatest form of flattery. So we're flattered. You know what I mean? But we out of here, y'all. Peace.